The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We got a great topic this morning, and I got a special guest back on the show this morning. We kind of gave a little teaser last month about talking about protein and meal replacements and really some of the myths that are out there about these types of supplements. As obesity is on the rise in America, the last few weeks we've talked about some hidden sugars, hidden calories. We played a little vitality trivia, which we're going to play again today. I'm here this morning with Dre Kellis with Zymogen, who is a functional medicine consultant and brings a wealth of knowledge on supplements and proteins. And we're going to talk about some protein powders, really kind of what's over the counter. You can go grab that Kind bar in the morning, and there's just been a new release, Drake, about that Kind bars now.
Number one, I'm so happy to be back here on this program. I enjoy this all, talking about health and nutrition and supplements and
it's what we live.
This is exactly right up my alley just because of my personal experience. We'll talk more about that later. But, I think that, you know, people think, oh, protein, we need more protein. We need, oh, this has 40, 50 grams of protein. It's 30 grams or whatever it is. And there's so much misconception on protein. There's so much misconception on what you need from a protein supplement. And I think that we're really going to kind of land the plane. And so excited that your past shows have really set up our show today.
It has, because we've talked about how many teaspoons of sugar that a normal person should have on a daily basis. And I challenged everybody last week to log the amount of sugar that they eat in one day.
Wow.
Just write down the number of grams, because now they put it in grams. They don't put it in teaspoons. But last week we really broke it down for people mm-hmm. that 4 grams of sugar is one teaspoon. And then my son this week actually had a newsletter that he had to do, and he brings it to me and goes, Mom, I think you can help me with this. This is right up your alley. We're learning about sugar today. So I thought it was really great that we're actually teaching that in school, and he actually had an article on there. So I put credit out to Mrs. McBride over at the Meadows for really bringing it out to kids and really realizing, because it broke down about sugar and yogurt and sugar and donuts and the things that are hidden. And he's like, Mom, there's as much sugar in yogurt as there is in a donut, the fruit yogurt. So it really brings awareness, and I think that we need to really change the education around to the younger generation and really bring awareness to how much. I had people come in this week, 120 grams of sugar that they didn't even know, and they thought they were eating okay. I mean, their food logs were not that bad.
Right.
I mean, you can eat way worse food out there, but where it's hidden at, and to really look at that food label and really be generous of where you can find sugar and protein. And now we're going to wake the world up to protein powders and what is in them, protein powders.
Right.
And you really are the expert. And it's kind of scary what's out there. And what should people turn to? We live in this busy life. Go, go, go.
Right.
Not always can somebody wake up and make a scrambled egg white or half egg white in the morning. So they choose to go to get a cup of coffee or maybe a pastry, and maybe that's not the best alternative, or that cereal because it's an easy, put it in the bowl, put some milk on it. And we're going to give some people some other options, but it's very confusing out there. You run into any convenience store, any gas station, and there's an aisle full of protein bars and supplements. What do people do? You
Right.
look at it and you think that you're eating the right thing because, like you mentioned, it says 46 grams of protein right on the front.
Mm-hmm.
But turn it around to the back, and what's it say?
Right, and all the fillers in there, et cetera. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the biggest thing in life is that we wake up and we don't put any protein in our body. We need breakfast. Break fast. That's what it means. Put that protein in your body within the first 30 minutes. And I just had a conversation with another physician the other day talking about how important it is to put protein in the body, because a lot of people, like you said, are eating cereal. And the only protein they're really getting is from that milk that's in the cereal, which is probably more like a sugar milk. And, you know, just in looking at that specifically, it's so funny because Jamie Oliver, who I absolutely love, he did a show called Food Revolution. He was looking at the sugar of daily Americans and what they're teaching in schools and the chocolate milks and all that stuff. And I think we're now having a revolution where people are starting to realize that the junk that we get is junk. The food that's in the schools are junk. And it kind of touched home this past year. My sister got married, and we did a breakfast, and one of my aunts bought Sunny Delight. Somebody said, get orange juice. So she goes, get Sunny Delight. And one of the little nieces, one of my nieces was, who, you know, 5 years old, looks at it and goes, this has high fructose corn syrup. I don't want it. And
it's like, awesome kid.
That little education goes a long way. And so, you know, to me, you got to start with protein-rich breakfast in the morning. And to your point, egg whites and preparing food sometimes is tough. So today we're going to talk about a meal replacement that really has everything you possibly need to really get your metabolism going in the morning.
So, Drake, we've talked a lot about over-the-counter supplements, and we got to kind of get back on this topic because I don't want people going out and searching. Go out and search at your
right.
protein powder and read what's in it, and we're going to scare you today. So if you got a protein powder in that cabinet, you're going to pull it out for this show, and we're going to break protein powder down for you and really so that you can understand. Or if you got a meal replacement bar, there are so many options out there, and what do people choose? You got mixes. You got prepared, you know, drinks. You got shakes. I mean, what do you really do? And last week we gave a couple little options that you can do for breakfast in the morning. And, you know, most people grab that Nutribullet or the Vitamix and they put in, you know, spinach or kale, and then they put in four or five fruits.
Right.
And no proteins. So they just sugar loaded for the day. And really the amount of sugar, we told that Fiji apple, right?
Right.
So they've made Fiji apples, so they're sweet. Everybody loves them. 17 grams of sugar.
So or Honeycrisp, another one that tastes really good. Really crisp, but lots of sugar in it. You're absolutely right.
So there's a lot of even in your fruit, and people think that you're making a healthy choice in the morning. And really, that's not the way you want to start your breakfast off in the morning, is by one of them sugary type drinks,
right.
Although you think you're doing the right thing. I mean, you're not going to a fast food restaurant. You're not eating a pastry. But we've kind of broke it down a little bit, and we're going to get into this morning about what's really hidden in protein powders. And we've brought up that you got to bring the magnifying glass up because
right.
it's going to be down in the other ingredients. And there's a lot of hidden sugar. First thing, take a look at what the sugar is in your protein.
So that great point. And what I really look at is when I look at a label, the first thing that I always look at is, does it have sucralose in it? Does it have some kind of diet sugar, or even sometimes in the case, you know, you got to be careful of fructose. But these are sugars that aren't good for our body, especially sucralose. This is essentially a chemical that's derived from sugar, and or at least that's what they say. And you can't see out here, but I'm using air quotes when I say derived from sugar. But the reality is that this is essentially they're burning this chemical, and they're creating the results of the after thought of the sugar is what you're getting in sucralose. It's literally going to do more harm to your body, and they're actually associating sucralose back to neurological disorders such as mild dementia and maybe some Parkinson's and some of the different things. So in my opinion, in the next 10 years, you're really going to see some terrible research showing how bad sucralose is. And that's the first thing. If you see sucralose in that protein powder, you may want to get rid of it.
You know, and the other thing is, too, is we talked last week a little bit kind of to lead into this program. So many people out there are getting off the high fructose corn syrup, right? They're
right.
removing this from their product because everybody's aware of it. But what we're finding is they're putting other sugars, such as sucralose,
right.
into the product because people aren't educated on it. But is it any better? Probably not.
Who knows, right? And if, you know, when you're looking at those things, so like I said, sucralose, there's a lot of ingredients that you really can't pronounce. You know, you see dyes in there. You see, hey, we want this to be a fruit punch protein, so then we put the red dye number 6. Or if you see any of these dyes in there, the reds, the yellow 5s, any of those, avoid them. These are food additives that are chemicals to help enhance the color, not the flavor, but the color of the product. And reality is you're putting chemicals in your body. I also look at, you know, you see stuff like titanium dioxide and some of these different fillers that really aren't beneficial to your body. So, you know, the biggest thing is know what sugar you're taking in if you're taking a protein powder. If you get something pure, you know, that's the most ideal thing with no sugars. But sometimes that's hard to do. And milk and whey proteins by nature have with lactose and and casein are going to have, the lactose is the sugar of the milk. So it will be a little bit sweet. So that's important to make sure you're getting the right kind of protein powder with proper sugars.
So if it says reduced calorie, sugar-free diet,
I hate those
words. Run.
That's almost as bad as a Diet Coke or aspartame, right? So exactly to your point, that's not the kind of sugar you'd want in a protein. So,
but so many of them have it out there because they want that protein drink to taste good.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Absolutely.
People won't buy it if it doesn't taste good. If nobody's going to jug down chalk in the morning or some of them other
right.
you know, sanded flavors of protein powder, and we've all had them where they taste really disgusting, to
right.
be honest.
Well, I love it. It says cookies and cream and strawberry and peanut butter and chocolate and all that. And you look at the ingredient, and it's all sweetened with sugar. I mean, or sucralose, rather. And I went to Costco just because I was looking at these mass amounts of protein, which a lot of people get. And they go in there, and they go to all the different ones, and they all have that. Muscle milk's probably the biggest one. Look at the ingredients. So I think it's so important that we're talking about this. I love this subject. I'm so passionate about getting the right proteins. We'll even talk about proteins after workouts and before, and just getting a meal replacement, getting that proper nutrients in the morning is so critical, setting up your metabolism for the day.
And that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to teach you how to look at your meal replacement, your protein powder. And when we return from the break, we're going to break down protein powders and meal replacements some more. And Drake, it's so exciting to have you here this morning, and we got a great show. We're just getting started. So I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We are going to offer a show special, so stay tuned.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
It happened at my daughter's wedding. This guy kept shoving me. Finally, I asked him, "Do I know you? Have I done something to hurt you or your family?" He said no and shoved me again. I'd had enough. So I banged his head on the table where, unfortunately, the candle set his hair on fire. My daughter, trying to make me feel better, told me her friends thought what I'd done was cool. But I thought to myself, it's not cool. I'm an adult. Another daughter asked if I'd be willing to see someone who'd been working with post-traumatic stress since Vietnam. I said yes, and that was it. I could not accept I was here when 10 of my men have their names on that black shiny wall in D.C. Guilt permeated every day of my life. Through counseling, I was able to regroup, understand my situation, keep all my men in my heart, and move on with my life. If you have PTS, do not be ashamed. Be proud and see a professional. I did it and it worked for me. It will work for you too. Visit the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress at va.gov.
This has been a message from the Veterans Administration and CBS Cares and featured Medal of Honor recipient Paul Buca.
CBS Sunday. It's a classic I Love Lucy special with Superman.
I'll get Superman for Ricky's party.
A special primetime I Love Lucy in color. CBS Sunday.
It's Jim Villanucci.
So a caller called in and said there should be a Las Vegas A to Z kind of campaign. Okay, what's J?
Jackpot.
Ooh. Jackpot. Massage. M, massage.
Naked.
There's naked stuff here.
There's. You could even be naked.
Yeah.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here with Drake Kellis this morning, who is with Zymogen, and he's a functional medicine consultant. And we use a lot of his product over at our office. And we've been talking this morning about protein powders, meal replacements, whether you're trying to train for an event, lose weight. Different meal replacements are for different people, and we've kind of talked this morning a little bit about some of the hidden sugars and what's really in your meal replacement or your protein shake. And I asked everybody to pull out their protein shake, and now we're going to break down nutrients that's in that protein shake. So first we had you look at what type of sweetener is in it. I hope a lot of you are scared, because I'm confident that a lot of you found some artificial sweeteners that are chemicals that have been linked to cancer and all kinds of other problems. And actually, some of them artificial sweeteners, Drake, actually stimulate appetite.
Mm-hmm.
They increase belly fat.
Right.
So we
and
said.
And our leptin response, right? So we aren't shutting off the leptin, which is allowing us to say, hey, we're done eating. Time to be done with it. So absolutely.
So if you've already got a deficiency genetically in it, then you're taking a product because you think you're doing the right thing because it's reduced calorie, sugar-free diet. And we said run, if that even is said on the label, because most of it is not going to be sweetened with something that you want to know. And you're doing a meal replacement and your intake of sugar is more than what you should have in a daily consumption of sugar.
Right.
So we broke down a little bit about, you know, typically an average woman should have about 6.5, maybe 7 teaspoons, a man 8 to 9 teaspoons, 4 grams per teaspoon.
Right.
So most of them protein powders probably have the equivalent of your max per day.
Right.
So now you can't eat anything but protein and green vegetables for the rest of the day, or else you're going to be over in your sugar consumption. And really to log the amount of sugar that you have per day, and most people are up in the 80s to 120 grams of sugar per day when we should be in the 20 range.
Yeah, and I think this is a real big problem because people have no clue, like I said. And to me, sucralose, I mean, I don't want to – obviously, this isn't a show about sugar. It's about protein. But I last time we talked about energy when I was with you guys, and we talked about how important it is to have the right energy products, et cetera. And I said I worked at Starbucks. I remember when we started putting those yellow packets of Splenda out there, and I was like, man, this stuff is going to be hotcakes. I was thinking about buying stock in it, et cetera. I couldn't find out who was selling the Splenda. Turns out Splenda is owned by Johnson & Johnson. So what you're really getting is big marketing dollars telling you how healthy this is by the pharmaceutical companies that you become sick, you go back on their products. It's a revolving circle. So with all that being said, you know, obviously we know that the dangers of sucralose. We know the dangers of these different diet sugars, aspartame, et cetera. What we really want to advocate for is sugar if you're going to put something in there, something like a monk fruit or a lohan or stevia or xylitol. And I know that certain people are going to react different to those different sugars. But getting more of a natural sugar that's going to be beneficial for your body, that's going to work with your body, is going to be ideal. And if you're going to use a sugar like a turbinado or a molasses or something like that, that has a little fiber, that's going to have more of a slow release and not give you that glycemic dump, then that's going to be okay as well. So, you know, that's kind of my thought on what sugars you want to look like it for in a protein powder.
So there you go. If you have a protein powder that has one of them sweeteners in it, you're doing great this morning so far. Let's talk a little bit about micronutrients and macronutrients. And this is where, if just by chance their protein powder has the right sugar in it,
right,
where we're going to lose a lot of it.
Right. So this is a great – this is a great analogy of like, okay, now we've passed the sugar test, right? You see all those, the ones that I just mentioned, and you're good to go. This is like getting you the ticket into the game, okay? Do you want to sit in the nosebleeds, or do you want to sit right up in the front of the action? You know, I don't know about you, but I want to be in the action. I don't want to sit way up there where it's the drunk and rowdy hecklers, et cetera, that have no clue what's going on and down the field.
Drake, you're past that.
Well, although if I do get a free ticket to, you know, Rock and Rio and I have to sit in the nosebleeds, I'd be okay with that. Just kidding. So with that being said, you know, and this is a really important aspect of what we do in our supplement line, is we really have activated minerals. We have what we call mineral chelates. Those are your macro micronutrients. That's part of it. So your vitamins and your minerals are activated B vitamins. Now, what does that mean? People go, okay, I'm looking at this and it says it has B12 in it. Okay. A lot of the B12, especially in like the energy drinks, as we talked last time, is cyanocobalamin. That's not good for your body. Your body, that's like poison, right?
But everybody runs into all these clinics and gets shots.
Right.
And what I tell them is ask what kind of B12 you are getting. So if any of you out there are running in and you're getting a B12 shot or you got B12 in your cabinet, there we go. We're giving you another tip right here on It's Your Health and Vitality. Most products are going to have that in it. It's going to be the inactive form of B12.
And that's a great point. I mean, I saw the other day I was driving down the street. I see a guy flipping a sign, $20 B12 shots. Probably you're paying for $20 worth of junk B12.
But guaranteeing you it's not the active form.
So to our point is that we have methylated B12, methacobalamin. That's the B12 you want to put in your body. That's the way the body processes it. It's already methylated, so you don't have to worry about your body doing extra work or not converting or, you know, I always like the saying of the most expensive supplement is the one that doesn't work. And if you're taking supplements or you're taking nutrients or vitamins that aren't actually working with the body, then you're wasting your money. And you see this with a lot of the one-a-days and the multis, et cetera. They're literally going in and then you see them in your stool. You know, that creates a problem. So we have activated B vitamins, and we also use this wonderful company. I just think they're the best. It's Albion Trax Chelated Minerals. And what it really does is that minerals are tough for your body to digest. So what it does is the chelation is that it really takes in the mineral more as a protein versus a mineral. And therefore, you're allowed to be able to actually absorb that in the system longer. So to me, it's like, you know, if you can't absorb these things, then you're wasting your money. And so now we're taking key minerals that are so important for many different things in the day and really allowing the body to work properly with them.
And most people are mineral deficient. I see so much mineral deficiencies and things that can be fixed by just balancing the minerals. And when people don't believe me, I say, okay, well, let's test them. Let's test them and see. And guess what? It's going to be zinc, selenium, magnesium.
Yep.
It's the top minerals. I mean, unless you're eating, what do they say, 2 pounds of spinach and broccoli? Let's be realistic.
Maybe a little beef, but you probably have a hard time digesting it. I'm so glad you said this because minerals to me are so crucial because we are in a coffee depleted society, or a coffee society that we need our coffee, we need our fix. We're now depleting our body of minerals. If we're exercising, we're depleting our body of minerals. If we're hanging on the couch and just laying there, we're depleting our body of minerals. So in everyday use, whether you're sweating or not, you're depleting your body of minerals. Minerals also help for sleep. A lot of people have sleep issues, and I think the biggest deficiency that people are starting to understand is magnesium, and that's a critical thing that we have here. We have a good magnesium in our protein powder. And then here's the thing. People go, oh, it says magnesium. Well, magnesium oxide is a junky form of magnesium. We have magnesium glycinates, and we have these, once again, albumin mineral chelates, so your body actually absorbs the minerals. So I'm really glad that you brought that point about minerals.
And if you're going to take magnesium citrate, you better stay home. Close to the toilet, because that's basically what they give you to cleanse before a colonoscopy to cleanse the bowel.
And you're absolutely right. Is magnesium citrate. That's another thing. People go, I use magnesium. Magnesium citrate is great if you're constipated. But if you're not and you're taking these things and you're putting magnesium citrate in your body and you don't need to, you could have loose stools. So it really creates a problem that we want to make sure you get the right magnesium. We're using dimagnesium malate, and, you know, that's a little scientific and jargon that, you know, a lot of people don't understand. But reality is it absorbs so well in the system, and then you're getting the proper nutrients.
So not only in a protein shake or a meal replacement, you want to make sure that you're getting these micronutrients and macronutrients in the right formulation. Like we mentioned, if you're getting the wrong B12 or you're getting the wrong magnesium, they're just putting that in for filler, and they're saying it's macro and micronutrient. So how many of you out there have that on your food label this morning as you're taking a look at your meal replacement or you're taking a look at what's in that meal replacement bar? And there's so many options out there that it's very confusing to people. And like you said, there's so many things that can be relieved by minerals, and it's amazing how much lack of education is out there. And we're not picking on you. We want you just to be aware of what's out there because, you know, Drake, you and I work this every single day. And I think I learn something every single week, and something new is out there. And, you know, just like when people would bring in a protein bar, we used to think, okay, well, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
But then what happens? Something comes out that they're putting something way in the other ingredients or natural flavoring, and it just ruined the whole thing.
And you know, just getting into more of this, I mean, B6, we, you know, the specific vitamin B6 you want that's activated is a pyridoxal 5-phosphate. Geez, I could go on and on about folic acid and using proper folic acid. We have so many folic acid deficiencies in America, and we're using a quadrifolic, a 5-methyl tetrahydrofolate. That is a body-ready form of folic acid that's literally bypassing 8 different steps that your body has to break down folic acid.
And folic acid is really important. We do a mineral test and a vitamin testing in my office, and the things we're talking about right now are the most common things that people come back deficient in. And I could honestly say that we haven't tested somebody and they have not come back deficient in something.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely impossible unless you're on a good supplementation. But what we do is we customize a program for you based on your deficiencies so that you're not going to over the counter and you're not, you know, guessing, hey, I'm tired. I just heard Drake and Christy talking about this. Now I need to find this and take it. What we really want you to do is to really customize exactly what you need and your body needs and get on the right product. It may be a little bit more expensive, but we're going to talk more about that protein powder. And it's really not that much more expensive than what you're going to get over the counter. And it's going to be way better quality of products. So if you're spending $13 on a B12 or you're spending, you know, on a magnesium $6 or an off brand, just save your money.
Right.
It's not working. Why do you even have it?
Well, and, you know, this is interesting to me because I'm from San Diego, and I remember when the Clippers moved into San Diego, or they were in San Diego, and Bill Walton came to the team. He was this, you know, legendary basketball player. And he'd always have these foot troubles, foot problems. And what they found was he had a manganese deficiency. Manganese is another key nutrient, mineral, that that's imperative for bone health. I mean, a lot of these also support bone health. So it's like we're now not just supporting body from a structural standpoint, but also from helping the bones and muscles, et cetera. So structural and muscles.
So he had muscle pain. They probably wanted to put him on 10 different medications to fix the pain.
Exactly.
Drake, we do have to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to talk about this protein powder and some of the proteins that we carry over at my office and why they're a better choice. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can call my office at 702-731-1200, and my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can also follow us on social media at VitalityLV on Facebook.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. And a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When you think of the reasons people end up in the ER, you probably wouldn't think of West Nile virus from mosquitoes, asthma attacks from cockroaches, hantavirus from rodents, or Lyme disease from ticks. Even bites from fire ants and other stinging insects send 500,000 people here every year. But you could make a difference in helping to protect your family from pest-related illnesses. Go to pestworld.org to learn how. Why wait until there's an emergency?
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and APRN with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. And welcome back, Drake, who is a functional medicine consultant with Zymogen. And we've been talking about protein and had you pull out your protein powder if you've just tuned into our show. We've been talking about protein and meal replacements, and we encourage you to go to your cabinet and pull out that granola bar, Kind bar, meal replacement, protein shake, and
Clif bar. How about the Clif bar?
I could have been picking on Clif bar, Drake. In the last couple weeks on this show, we did a little bit of Vitality Trivia, which is going to be coming up.
Nice.
And that's been new to our show, where we've just had a little bit of fun breaking down nutrients and foods and food label reading. And so, Drake, we're going to talk about protein powder. And now that we've kind of tore apart protein powders and people have read their labels and we've told them what to look for, what types of sugars to look for in their protein powder, and if they made it past that test, to look at the micro and macronutrients in that powder. And if you just happen to have picked up protein powder that has that in it, we're going to continue to break down protein powder. We're going to give you some ideas what a great protein powder is and get rid of the protein powder that you had if you failed test one and two this morning, because you don't need to be filling your body full of chemicals and nutrients that you really are not using. So, Drake, we use a meal replacement. We actually call it meal replacement. And the first thing people say is, what's it taste like? It doesn't taste bad at all. It actually tastes good. It doesn't have that chalky taste to it. We carry it in two different flavors. It's vanilla and chocolate. Vanilla, because people can blend it up with a little bit of their veggies and stuff in the morning. And I tell people, it doesn't mean that you can't add something to it. You just got to add the right things to it. You don't want to be adding four or five fruits to it in the morning, because it's going to be a complete meal replacement. And that's the difference when you see the labels and you're looking at things. If it's a meal replacement, that's what you're supposed to be eating for your meal, not adding the burger or the chicken or other things with it. And I tell people, you can eat a salad with it. You can get a nice green salad and drink your, you know, protein with it. That's absolutely fine. And it's actually good because you're adding the fibers and additional veggies that your body needs. And most of us don't eat enough of it on a daily basis. So let's talk a little bit about different proteins.
Yeah.
Because it is way different. So now that we broke it down a little bit, see what type of protein is in your protein powder this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about our meal replacement and what type of protein's in there and why it's beneficial over some other types of proteins.
So I'd say the most common proteins on the market are probably going to be whey, followed by soy. I mean, if people have whey allergies, then they're probably going to go to soy. But what we really found was actually pea protein as becoming the kind of the new kid on the block, because it's, first of all, it's hypoallergenic for the most part, a lot less allergy potential. We use what we call a Vega Pro, which is a patented proprietary blend of a little rice protein with pea protein. And I think that this is really the new way to do it. And why I say avoid the whey, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the whey that you get is hormone injected. There's all sorts of different things there. Plus, if you have a lactose or casein allergy, you're going to have an issue with whey protein. I personally have issues with lactose, and there's only really one whey protein I can handle, and that would be a New Zealand whey protein. And so, you know, you continue to do those kind of things, and you're going to cause more harm to your body by setting up this cascade of inflammation using whey proteins or dairy or something like that.
When I tell people that whey protein is dairy, they kind of look at me and think, what? Dairy? No, I'm not doing dairy. I'm on a lactose-free, you know, dairy-free diet because I'm trying to lose weight, and that's one of the things that I can't have in my, you know, product, which – whey is not bad, like you mentioned, if you're getting the right whey, but because of where it comes from, you got to make sure that that whey, just like when you're going out and selecting your lean protein, that it's not full of hormones and antibiotics, because that's where it's coming from. So now, if your protein powder this morning said whey, how can people tell whether it's good or not?
No, and that's a really good point. Most of the whey you're getting is domestic whey. Unfortunately, we've had cases of mad cow's disease, E. coli, et cetera, in America. So it's really a cause for concern. Why I like this is because it gives you 15 grams of protein, and that's a good amount of protein. You know, you're maybe when you're lifting weights, you want a little bit more. After you're done with a exercise, you want maybe 20 grams. But 15 grams is a great starting base, especially for a breakfast, for the morning, et cetera. It also has the macro micronutrients that we talked about. Thing that's really cool here is it has this plant-based enzyme called aminogen. You actually will see this on a lot of the proteins because it's a plant-based enzyme that helps break down the protein in the body so that's used properly. So you're getting that muscle fiber rebuilding. And that's what you want proteins for. Proteins feed muscles. It's also the fuel for the body.
And you got to be able to use it. Otherwise, you're just getting through it. And, you know, whey was a big misconception for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, so you go to the gym, you get that protein drink afterwards, and I don't do soy,
right.
And a lot of you out there should not be doing soy.
Right.
And we can talk a little bit about soy to tell people why and why not in a few minutes here, but it's important, and I never realized why I'd even get, like, swelling in my hands and even have that bloated feeling after you do whey. It's because the whey protein that they're using is not a good quality, and it's got them other products in there. But the pea protein is very gentle.
Right.
I like it. It's got a good taste to it. I think it's filling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the meal replacement that we use, it's actually filling. You feel full after you drink it. And I think that that is important because people will say, well, I can't just drink a liquid and feel good about it.
And that's the thing is the satiety, right? I mean, people are having these issues getting enough, you know, feeling full, feelings satiated, that they don't continue to, you know, crave something after they eat it. I'm in the same boat. I take this product and I really feel full. I don't crave food an hour later. It's like 3 hours later. Then you should be eating every 3 hours. So this is something you can add into your diet, you know, where it's relatively, you know, inexpensive, and it's only every 3 hours you're actually getting the nutrients and the protein. And this is like fuel. Every day, think about your body as a car in the sense of you've got to fill up the gas tank. And why do people feel so tired and energy depleted, et cetera? A lot of times it's because of the lack of protein.
Absolutely. And if you put bad gas in your car, it ain't going to go.
Right.
Same way with your body. So it's a great
Or you might have gas on the other end, which isn't good. So we want to avoid all that together.
Absolutely. And that's not going to be good in the house.
Right.
So it's important. And I wanted to bring that up because a lot of them proteins and supplements out there, you're not going to get that full feeling after you drink it. And a lot of people say, well, I'm hungry 3 hours later. Fantastic. Your metabolism's running. Now it's time to eat again, but you got to eat the right foods. It doesn't mean go out and eat a full meal. Grab a handful of nice almonds for a snack. You know, take a small apple as a snack. You can eat them foods. It's just got to be in the right portion. And here in Vegas, you're from California. You guys are a little more relaxed than we are, I think. We're on such a go world. And so many of my patients, they either work in the casinos, they work, you know, the fire department, the police department, or they're on these, you know, they wait tables or at the bar working, and they don't get the breaks and the lunch breaks. And sometimes, you know, they go to work and they get a lunch 2 hours later, and then they got to work the next, you know, 8 hours.
Exactly.
And this is a great thing that they can do while they're at work. I tell them to take their shaker, put a scoop of it in there. It can be mixed with water. If people want a little bit more creamier taste, I tell them they can do, you know, rice milk or almond milk, depending on their consultation with me and if they have any type of sensitivities. But they can do that. Even in the morning, if you are missing that big old frappuccino in the morning, blend it up with some ice.
And you know, I look at everything you're saying. It's so true. And adding the other thing that we miss, you talk about apple. The best benefit of apple is the fiber. And fiber in your supplement is actually really good because that helps with the satiation. We use a awesome fiber. You're going to hear more about it because I think the research on it's phenomenal. Not only in just a meal replacement and helping so you're not hungry, but it also helps reduce cardiovascular disease. And this is called Artemia chitin beta glucan fiber.
And say it, that again.
It's coming from a beta glucan, and what it does is it actually decreases oxidative LDL cholesterol, right? And actually helps promote the HDL cholesterol, which is your healthy cholesterol. So this is something that, once again, fibers do a good job at, and this specific fiber has been studied to help with cardiovascular disease as well. So we've talked about the micronutrients in there. We've talked about it being fructose-free and having a sweetener in there.
We got to talk a little bit about fat, because I think a lot of the protein powders that you've pulled out this morning on your counter has got a lot of the hidden fat in it.
Yeah.
And it's scary. So that's another big thing when you're looking at your protein powder to make sure, you know, fat is good. You know, when everybody went on them low-fat diets or no-fat diets, right, what'd they do? They gained more weight than when they lost it. But
fat,
you got to make sure that you're eating the right quality of fat. We're not talking the saturated fat that comes from cream or butter or cheese. And, you know, really you want to keep that below 10 grams of saturated fat per day. But, you know, the healthy fats that
a
people get in
medium chain triglycerides, right?
There you go.
MCTs. We hear about that from coconut oils and avocados, and those are the healthy fats that we're talking about. And this actually has MCT in there as well, because it's so important. And medium chain triglycerides are huge in your health, et cetera. It's what you should be getting in your diet regularly.
Absolutely. And there was this big thing about, you know, adding the butter and the coconut oil to your coffee.
Right, right.
I'm waiting for one of them coffee shops to pop up. But it's important, and to make sure that your fat content in that protein powder or that meal replacement is not over the amount that you can consume on a daily basis, because you really want that meal replacement so that you can eat for the rest of the day. You don't want it to be a meal replacement for the entire day.
Right.
And so you want to take a look at that and make sure that you're meeting within the guidelines of that product. Drake, we do have to take a quick break.
I hate that.
It goes fast.
It does go quick.
We do have to play a little bit of Vitality Trivia, and we're going to give our show special when we return. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. If you want to order the product, you can go to my website or call my office. We're going to come back and we're going to continue to talk about protein powders when we return.
Hey, Las Vegas, Jonathan Scott inviting you to tune in to Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. and win show tickets, hear great restaurant deals and comedy. Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. on KXNT 100.5 FM and 840 AM. Eat well and party hard.
Direct from their North American tour all the way to the Venetian, it's Smokey Robinson's Human Nature, the Motown Show. All the classics, all the hits. Las Vegas' number one vocal group, now playing at the Sands Showroom in the Venetian. Tickets on sale now at the Venetian box office and Ticketmaster.com. Human Nature, the Motown Show.
This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sedley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you can live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-609-4073 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
Mom.
Yeah, honey?
We need to have the talk.
Look at the time. I'm going to be late for work.
Mom, you're listening to your radio on your phone. You know you can do that without even draining our shared data. It's called Next Radio. You can listen to the radio for free on your smartphone. It won't drain your battery, and you get all this other sick stuff, too.
Oh, that's like cool, right?
Just Just get the next radio app, okay?
Find out what the next generation of FM radio sounds and looks like at nextradioapp.com.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm back with Drake Kellis from Zymogen, who's a functional medicine consultant. We've been talking about proteins and meal replacements this morning, and keep that container of protein powder out this morning because we're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to have a little vitality trivia, have a little fun on the show.
Love it.
Yeah. So, Drake, before we went to break, we talked a little bit about how we were going to talk about soy.
Yes.
And why soy is not good. Because you can't find it that's non-GMO out there.
That's exactly right.
That's the problem. If you can find a soy that's non-GMO, great.
More power to you. That's the problem.
Drink
it. It's hard to do. But, you know, that soy that's GMO is actually Roundup. That's what they use to kill weeds. So, unfortunately, that's why companies like Monsanto are so big.
I would have failed that trivia. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. The little vitality trivia on the side. So soy also is, you know, causes estrogen spike, especially in men. You see more the man boobs, if you will. Women have all sorts of other issues with estrogen. So soy is one that I would avoid if at all possible.
And that's the reason, because it does convert to estrogen. And, you know, you say estrogen to a man, they get scared, but they don't know that the soy out there is going to do that. So the next time you grab that alternative to dairy and you make a soy latte, yikes. And estrogen, women, we don't need more estrogen. We're getting enough of it from our own natural hormones and then all the foods that we eat. And we're already higher on the estrogen side. So I tell people to stay away from it because it's very difficult to find the non-GMO soy. It is out there, but it's very difficult to find. And you're probably not going to find it over the counter in the products. So Drake, we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to give a little show special.
Awesome.
I want to talk about costs because it's easy to go to the web. We've done it this morning. You can buy a 1 pound container for $29.99 full of junk with all the, you know, nutrients that you're not missing or some of the things that we've mentioned to look for on your protein powders this morning. And I know you guys have found it out there. And it's not to scare you. It's to actually bring awareness to what's in your cabinet and what's in your supplement. And we wanted you to be active and kind of bring that out and think that we're not just sitting here talking and, you know, promoting our product because it's good, because it is good. But we want you to know why, that we're not just here telling you this. And let's talk a little bit about the cost of this product. It's not that expensive.
Nope. That's
14 meals.
That to me is the best thing about this product is it is under $30 for nutrients that are key to the body, that are activated to the, we talked about the fiber, the benefits of fiber, the protein, etc. This is a bargain as far as I'm concerned.
So under $30, you can get it at my office. I know a lot of people don't want to drive over to the southwest side of town. We're going to ship it out to you for free.
Oh, man. What a deal.
Free shipping for the show special. You can just call my staff over at the office. It's 702-731-1200. You can also go to my website this morning. You can order it this morning. We'll ship it out to you Monday morning when we get back into the office. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can go right to the website. You can order it, put it in on the secure website. If you're not comfortable giving your credit card over the phone, we're not going to charge you shipping. It's $29 for 14 meals of a good product that's going to have the nutrients. It's going to have the amino acids you need, the right protein. And really, there's not anybody that can't take this product.
Correct.
Unless you have a pea allergy.
Right.
It's pretty rare to have.
Very rare, yeah.
In that product. So, a little bit, too, this morning about the product and the meal replacement, and we've kind of broke it down for patients to kind of show the difference between the whey, and it's not that much more of a, price-wise for patients to buy or listeners to buy out there. And we talked a little bit We got to do a little trivia.
Of course. I love trivia.
Got to do some trivia on this show. So we talked a little bit about the typical breakfast in the morning. Mm-hmm. Even if you're doing that hard-boiled egg or the banana, most people don't realize that a banana is 2 servings. You know, now our bananas are
long.
Long, 8 inches long. And now when they're that long, you should be really eating a quarter of a banana.
Right.
We used to say a half a banana was a serving, and it really depends on that size of banana. You know, so people think they're doing that. So you boiled some eggs the night before. A hard-boiled egg has how many grams of protein?
Ooh, that's a good question. 6 grams of protein.
6 grams of protein.
There's our vitality trivia question today. How many grams of protein are in an egg?
Who remembers how many grams of protein were in this protein powder this morning?
Ooh.
15 grams. So you need to eat almost three hard-boiled eggs in the morning, depending on the size of the hard-boiled eggs and what type of hard-boiled egg you're buying out there. Is it the large, the medium, extra large, not organic, full of steroids to make it the extra large, protein in the morning. So almost 3 hard-boiled eggs too. And then you got to prepare it the night before or that morning. You got to peel it. And people say they can't do that. So we're offering them a meal replacement choice that they can do. It's a complete meal replacement that you can take in the morning and be satisfied and full.
And what I recommend is take it makes it really easy. Get a blender bottle or a shaker cup. Put the 2 scoops in there into the bottle. And then when you wake up in the morning, just add cold water. Shake it up, and you're good to go. And if you want to make it convenient, that's probably the best way. Of course, you could blend it with some fruit, minimal amount of fruit, and vegetables. But for me, this is the easiest way to do it. I can always take it on the go. Heck, I'm staying in a hotel right now, and I have it, and I took it this first thing in the morning. So it's so key to get those right nutrients in the body immediately.
You didn't go down and have the typical Vegas breakfast this morning.
No Denny's today or any scrambled eggs and bacon or anything. Well, that wouldn't be too bad, but hash browns. Just kidding.
So you worked at Starbucks. I'm going to pick on you a little bit.
Yes.
He told us about how he worked at Starbucks. What do you think was the top breakfast choices when people went through that drive-thru in the morning besides the super latte with lots of caffeine in it?
You know, that's a great question. And it's so funny. And up until recently, Starbucks started adding a little more protein because people demanded it. But it's the pastries. I mean, we sold so many pastries, whether it's that butter croissant or the chocolate croissant, or it's the crumb cake.
It goes good
cake.
With your coffee in the morning.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Problem is, know what people don't realize? When I worked at Starbucks, you had everyone come in before work, and then at 10 a.m. and 2 o'clock were the 2 times that people come in. Know why? Because they ate junky breakfast, and they had that crash. Or they had a lunch that had a lot of carbs and had the crash.
Drake, it's been a fun show this morning,
yes,
breaking down
has.
Protein as usual, and we'll probably see you next month. I haven't talked to you about that yet, but I'll convince you.
Yes, I always love to be on the show.
So you can call my office. It's $29 free shipping at 702-731-1200. You can go to my website, order it right now. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We'll be back next Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Again, my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.